Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live. Are you okay, buddy?
I'm ready to roll.
You're still basking in the glow of the R. Kelly comments?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Excuse me, are you accused of those crimes? Okay, well, a simple no, but...
He certainly sounds passionate.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a crime there somewhere. Somebody's lying.
All right. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 706. One of our listeners sends us a text that says, Mark, you are racist for making fun of black people with that screaming. No, I'm making fun of lunatics. Okay. That's the real thing.
Oh, come on. All right. You were doing, I mean, let's face it, that's pretty outrageous. If Saturday Night Live were a conservative program, they'd be parodying that on Saturday Night Live.
Right. Well, they might do it anyway.
Well, I doubt it.
Might be worth it. Every so often, they reach out and skewer a Democrat just to keep Republicans watching.
Well, I heard part of the interview on Gordon Deal this morning. He was saying, I beat my case. That's it. I mean, I beat my case. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not done because new charges have been filed against
right.
him. And whether he beat his case or not, it, you know, there's certainly enough accusations there. But again, does the guy get due process or do we just hang him now?
Well, I think
let's save some time and hang him now.
Well, he's got an open mic, though.
Well, yeah, Gail King's interviewing him, so...
I'm surprised he's getting that much airtime.
Well, let's face it, it's news, and he is well-known. Ironically, more for his bad behavior than his music.
Well, yeah, everybody knows him but you, so that's another...
I couldn't name you a song the guy ever did. I gather he's a rapper, right?
I'm assuming so.
You don't know either.
No, because I know, yeah, and I know some of the performers in pop music.
Well, they call him an R&B performer, but
okay.
To me, R&B is like Motown.
Okay.
I don't know that he's that. I thought he was a rapper, so mm-hmm. What do I know?
He's wildly popular. Like I said, everybody knows him but us.
Is he wildly popular?
I think so.
Has he had a hit recently? Producer, has he had a hit
recently? He's not going there. No, he's not.
I'm trying to find a transcript of the interview because it was hard to understand, so I'm trying to figure out exactly what he's saying here.
Okay.
Well, he had a hit, Rob, in any time soon, recently?
Yeah, I'd say within the past 10 years, he's probably had a handful of singles. Yeah.
In the past 10 years, but nothing last week.
You're out of my
but it is
area of confidence and music.
Oh,
okay.
It is rap, R&B, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've all seen right. his name on stuff in the past okay. couple of years, sure.
All right, well.
All right.
All right. Well, he's entitled to due process. I hope he enjoys it, makes the best out of it. And
tell by his histrionics in that interview, he reminds me of there was an artist in the 60s who had one big hit. Well, at least it was a reasonable hit called I Put a Spell on You. The guy's name was Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Okay.
I put a spell on you because you're mine. It was one of my
okay.
favorite songs. You remember that?
It does sound familiar.
And in the middle of it, he screamed a lot. He made wild, guttural noises unintelligible.
Okay. He was putting the
spell. But it was one of my favorite songs.
He was casting the spell.
Yes.
All right, well, we have opened the show on the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, as I mentioned, and the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line now open, 1-800-795-9565. Earlier this week, we heard that during the Republican conference selection process for the 12th District nominee, the stepson, apparently an estranged stepson of State Representative Jeff Whelan, stepped forward. And
the presumed front runner at the time.
Right. Oh, yeah. He was the party's anointed selection, and he even brought a U.S. congressman there to make sure that people knew who they were. They were allowed to vote for whomever they want, but here's who they wanted, was basically the message from Tom Marino. But despite all of that, Representative Whelan did the right thing and stepped aside so as to not lose the seat to a Democrat, because the accusations in the light of day for a U.S. congressional candidate would have, he would not been able to withstand those. But to that end, we asked Representative Whelan if he wanted to respond to the fact that he is accused of abusing his ex-wife and a stepson. And Joe and I have seen this letter, and it is significant. And there's significant accusations, and in it he says that the stepson says that there was significant abuse through the whole time. So we emailed Jeff Whelan, and we got this reply. Mark, my name is Mike Barley, and I'm working with Representative Whelan. He is not available for an interview at this time. Thank you, Mike. So that is, if you wonder what House member Jeff Whelan thinks about all of this, we may never know. He's not talking. And I wouldn't either. I replied.
Not now.
Yeah, I replied that I wouldn't reply either. And obviously, this is something he's going to have to work out with the stepson. And I'm sure the statute of limitations has run out on possible assault charges. But he did the right thing. That's the good news. If there's anything good to come out of this, he stepped aside so he can deal with this personal issue. And of course, the best part out of it was it cleared the way for a local representative to get the nomination, and that's fabulous news for the Central Susquehanna Valley. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. It is
crazy day. No. Where am I here?
Well, your finger's on the mute button.
Oh, I'm pushing all the wrong buttons. Sorry about that.
It was coming through on my mic.
I'm having a...
You said today is crazy day?
Right, right. My console has everything flipped around here.
Oh, okay. So you're discombobulated over
yes,
there.
Yes, me personally. But not our good guests who are standing by. 1-800-795-9565. Nori, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in from
Nori.
Paul.
Oh, Nori calling in
oh,
from Paul.
Oh, my screen is backwards here.
Joe, I have a book that I've been reading that I thought you might be interested in. It's called D-Day Through the Eyes of a German Soldier.
I've heard of it. I haven't read it.
Well, I started it, and it's one of those books that I can't put down, and of course I keep my wife awake, leaving the light on.
Yeah.
And Mark, I got a suggestion that you should put out to the local newspapers. I saw an article that said real estate, and what I thought it would be nice if they would have like real news and fake news so that we could keep up with both of them.
So we should have a real newspaper and a fake newspaper.
Right.
The Daily Fake News.
And what would the other one be? The Daily Real News.
Right.
So we could have, around here, we could have the Daily Real item and the Daily Fake item.
If they chose to go into that business.
Right. So what would the fake paper have?
Trump investigations.
Anything you want to make up.
Yeah, Trump
like
investigation.
The end is near. The world's going to come to an end this Saturday.
Republicans saying, I care deeply about my constituents.
And liberals saying, we're welcoming, loving, and inclusive unless you disagree with us, in which case we want to beat you up.
In which case, well, you get ostracized.
If curiosity killed the cat, then did that mean that man didn't have any curiosity before he ate from the tree of knowledge?
I think the cat was responsible for that.
I think the cat put him up to it. Yep, good question,
Paul.
That's
a lead story today in fake news.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in, buddy. 1-800-795-9565. We did reach out to State Representative Jeff Whelan. He has declined to participate in an interview at this time. So maybe in the future he'll let us know. He has issued denials to individuals along the way, even promised to write a letter or to have a letter authored by his ex-wife forwarded, where she had says that none of these things happen, but that actual letter has never been produced, so no one's seen that letter. But Mr. Whelan is given the same presumption of innocence that R. Kelly is given.
Now, I would think if it were a lie, in addition to securing a letter from his ex-wife, he might want to file some sort of a lawsuit against his son and stepson for defamation of character.
Right, and you could say that the damage would be that I was going to be the U.S. congressional nominee, and now I'm not, He was the anointed party pick, and he had Tom Marino and others pulling for him to make sure that people who were there to vote objectively did not do so. Bobby, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, I have a question concerning the I'm going to say legislature with Pennsylvania and whatnot. They want to do away with daylight saving time, or?
Well, this comes up every time we change the clock, but it doesn't have any real momentum. Get rid of it? Just leave the clock alone.
Because, like, with farming and those who make their living outside in that, appreciate the extra hour.
Here's my view on the clock. I don't think farmers get up because it's 7 o'clock. They get up because it's time to work. I think they get up in accordance whenever it's light enough to do whatever they want or not, or like dairy farmers get up 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock, in the middle of the night. So I think they're getting up. I don't think they really care what the clock says.
Right. All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right. Well, I settled that in a hurry.
Good work. Based
on my sound agricultural experience. 1-800-795-9565. It does mean, though, that students are going to be standing in the dark again along the bus stops. That seems unnecessary. I think we should just stay on standard time and let's enjoy it.
Oh, I think we should be on daylight saving time year-round.
Okay. Well, one or the other.
Make that standard time.
I could go either way.
Yeah.
Well, and I know out at Central Columbia, they start their school day at 7:45. So they start even earlier than some of the schools around here. And I think it's one of the Christian academies around here, I'm sorry, I can't remember which one, starts at 7 a.m. Their
really?
Classes begin
wow.
at 7 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah, what I noticed, time do they finish?
Well, I do not know, but I noticed when they were doing school delays, they said, we're going to have a two-hour delay with classes starting at 9 a.m. I thought, holy smokes.
Well, don't they depend on the school bus systems in the district in which they're located to deliver kids to the door?
School buses would assist there. Well, I guess they got to get them there in a timely fashion. The bus will have to run early.
Well, either that or they'd have to adjust. I would think it'd be more likely they would have to adjust their schedule to the school district that's providing the transportation rather than telling the school district they got to pay to move the buses an hour earlier for one group of kids and then come back and move another group of kids.
Well, I'm sure they get it done somehow. We'll have to find out about that.
All right. Well, speaking of that, did you see the poll I sent you this morning?
I saw that it was there. I did not good chance to read it.
This is the latest Quinnipiac poll.
Quinnipiac?
Quinnipiac?
Quinnipiac? Quinnipiac.
Quinnipiac, isn't it?
No, Quinnipiac?
No, I don't. I think it's Quinnipiac. At least that's the way most people say it on TV.
Okay.
Anyway, more Americans consider Barack Obama to be the worst president since World War II than they do any other president, according to the new poll. The poll out yesterday, found that 33% of Americans see Obama as the worst post-war president, while just 8% consider him the best. Another 28% see former President George W. Bush as the worst. Richard Nixon, the only American president ever to resign in disgrace, was picked the worst by 13%, according to the poll. And 45% of Americans think the U.S. would have been better off, 45% would the U.S. would have been better off if Mitt Romney had been elected president in 2012, according to the poll, while 38% think the country would be worse off. And guess who the most common answer was for the best president since World War II? Excuse me while
Bill
I stand
Clinton.
Up.
Oh, Mr. Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan. Yeah, history has been ultra kind to him.
35% chose Reagan. 18% chose Bill Clinton. 15% John F. Kennedy.
Wait, 35 for Reagan and how many for Clinton?
18%
for
Clinton.
Oh, my gosh, he's way back. Okay.
And 15% for John Kennedy. The survey of 1,446 registered voters conducted June 24th to 30th had a margin of error of plus or minus 2.6 percentage points.
All right, folks, what do you think about that? President Barack Obama, the worst post-war president.
World War II.
Post-World War II president.
Yep.
Ever during that time frame.
Well, I think it was interesting, you know, and that more people thought the country would be better off had they elected Mitt Romney as president instead of Barack Obama.
Yeah, that's an interesting remark, you know, based on what, you know, we know that Mitt Romney had sound views as it related to health care policy.
And we affirm our knowledge of the Russian menace, which he was ridiculed for.
As opposed to President Obama, which
ridiculed him
understated
for
that. Right, right. Understated that. All right, what do you think about that? Who was our best president? Who was our worst? And why since World War II? 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
That's acceptable. All right. Joe gets on my nerves. 1-800-795-9565. That, good employees sometimes do that to bad supervisors, so this is the dilemma. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We're talking about President Obama being rated the worst post-war president. Well, in a way, it doesn't surprise me because for some reason, his administration, I don't think people look back on it as having a lot of accomplishments. And Obamacare is probably the biggest thing that he did that I think people would remember, and not everybody likes it. Most people probably don't like, you know, some of the outcomes of it. So that's, in a way, that doesn't surprise me. I think he probably did a lot of good things that people just kind of don't keep track of, that you wouldn't really note that a president's supposed to do anyway.
Such as?
Well, we were in a recession and we got out. Remember that great big, like hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars bill to help
the economic stimulus package.
Right. So that got through and he pushed for that and that helped get the economy turned around. We will assume that helped get the economy turned around. He had tax cuts too, as I remember. And I remember disliking him and them because they just did the same thing every tax cut ever does, and that's add to the deficit and then did not stimulate to the economy that we started doing spending. We got two calls coming in. We're talking about the best and worst president. So I guess that's it. I also remember he irritated me when he got the Nobel Peace Prize way too soon.
Well, he hadn't done anything.
Right. If he had, you know what, and if he had won the Nobel Peace Prize now, I would say, okay, you can have that debate. You can say, you know, he did get us out of some wars and he started the drawdown in Afghanistan and that kind of thing. But on the other hand, he kept the Patriot, a lot of the provisions of the Patriot Act, it kept them going. So that doesn't, that, you know, would make him less eligible in my view. So I just think a lot of things that he did were very subtle and everybody didn't notice, you know, that don't grab the biggest of the big headlines. Well, he negotiated the nuclear deal with Iran, but of course, President Trump said it was terrible, or he helped negotiate it. But President Trump immediately came in and said, well, this is rotten.
Well, I mean, I think President Obama was certainly a decent guy who wanted to do what he thought was best for America. I just don't think he was strong enough as a leader. He um, think he was too willing to acquiesce to other people. You know, it's like when he went out the door, he said told President Trump that the biggest problem he would have would be Korea. He never took Korea on head on the way Trump did. You know, and everybody was screaming, oh, he's going to get us into a nuclear war with little Rocket Man comments.
And what's that quote about understating the Russian threat?
Well, that was during the campaign with Mitt Romney, where Mitt Romney said he thought Russia was the biggest threat to us going forward. And at the time, Barack Obama was working with them or cooperating with them. And he said the 80s called and they want their foreign policy back, implying that Mitt Romney would return us to the Cold War. Yet in retrospect, Mitt Romney had a firmer grasp on what the Russian threat was than President Obama.
1-800, we're talking about which is the best president since 1945 and which was the worst president since 1945. Tom, you're on the mark. Go right ahead.
Well, the worst president by far, even worse than what we got right now, is Ronald Reagan. When Ronald Reagan took office, the national debt wasn't even at $1 trillion yet. It was only 900 and some billion. He tripled the national debt while he was in office. He changed laws, like antitrust laws, that led to things like Mitt Romney's Bain Capital. And he, Iran-Contra. I mean, this trickle-down economics that we're living with today that's bankrupting the country. Ronald Reagan, he ruined unions. Ronald Reagan trained Osama bin Laden. He was by far our worst president. I know the Republicans really, really love him, and there's like 3,000 things in this country that are named after Ronald Reagan, and I think he was the worst president ever. I mean, the things that he did back when he did them, we're living with today. This trickle-down economics is never going to work. We're going further and further and further in debt. That's my vote. I would take Ronald Reagan as the worst president, and the one we got right now is second.
Well, the poll disagrees with you, Tom.
Well, I don't care what the poll says.
Okay.
I mean,
who's the best president?
You look at the country today and look at the problems that we have, and they go back to Ronald Reagan.
So who was the best president since World War II?
He robbed Social Security. He lowered the taxes from 70% down to 28%. Well, my God, anybody with half a brain knows that you can't cut the taxes that much and still have money. And then he didn't have no money, so then he robbed Social Security. I mean, he tripled the national debt, and the national debt has been going up ever since then. It wasn't even $1 trillion when he took office.
And who's the best president since 1945?
Well, I don't know.
You don't like any of them.
I think Obama was a good president. I mean, he was handed a mess. When he took office, we were losing 800 jobs a month. We didn't have no money. There was no money coming in. And he gets blamed for the national debt, you know, going up so high. But what was he going to do? Look what he was handed. There was no jobs. Nobody was working.
Well, you
the
forget
stock
what
market you had for, crashed.
Tom, you forget what Ronald Reagan was handed. He was handed a mess from Jimmy Carter that was beyond anything we've had up to that point. Interest rates were at 19% and 20%. I mean, the economy was dying. Nobody was building anything. Housing starts were down. Ronald Reagan had to do the same thing. I mean, you credit Barack Obama for his stimulus package. That's what Reagan did in a smaller scale.
All right. Thank you so much, Tom.
Smaller scale. We're living with Ronald Reagan. We're living with Ronald Reagan's decisions right now today.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'm going to go back a little further and say we're living with Jimmy Carter's decisions.
All right, Mike, you're our next caller. Go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Your previous caller, he left off the list there that Ronald Reagan created AIDS. I remember reading that in Rolling Stone magazine back then.
He didn't create
AIDS.
He didn't create it.
Yeah, that was the Rolling Stone's take on that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I don't think he created it, but anyway.
But I would have to say the best president, and this is a little bit selfish, was Ronald Reagan. See, I was looking for a job during the Carter years. And you guys may be familiar with the old phrase, the difference between a recession and a depression.
Yeah, one is when you have a job and one is when you don't.
Yeah, a recession is when your neighbor is out of work, and a depression is when you're out of work.
Well,
I was in that depression stage during the Carter years, and then Ronald Reagan came along, and for whatever reason, things turned around, and I got a job, and I had it pretty much the rest of my life. So I put Reagan as number one. But my opinion for the worst has to be Barack Obama, okay? And it's not because I didn't dislike him personally or what he stood for. It's because of his leadership that resulted in the worst corruption and collusion of our government in my lifetime. And I think, and hopefully, I'm hoping that it will all come out, what the real conspiracy was between the Justice Department, the FBI, and the rest of the administrations against Donald Trump. And to me, this is the biggest threat. If this is to continue, I think America, as a constitutional democracy and a representative republic, could fail. Because what happened during the Obama years against Trump and then carried over into this administration was just so serious and so wrong that it just could make it really bad for the future. So that's why I put Obama at the worst.
Well, I'll bet you one thing, the House Oversight Committee won't be looking into that anytime soon.
You're right about that. Hopefully it will come out, though.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for calling in.
Welcome.
All right, we'll continue our local poll for a short time into the next hour. We'll also talk about a resolution, an anti-Semitic resolution that's making its way through the U.S. Congress. So we'll be talking about that shortly. This is WDKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan is across from me. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer, he's on the other side of the glass. Matt Catrillo's probably still over in the newsroom, so I don't know what he's doing this morning. He's got a busy day ahead of him. On the Mark sponsor.
Well, he was hanging out with the pretty girls in the FM studio a while back.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we received a text from one of our listeners verifying what was already obvious, that the Wise Markets Register dietitians are cute as a button. So we're allowed to say it now that
they
we have
confirmation. They seem to attract a lot of male attention when they're in the building.
Well, they're very professional, and they have sound diet, fitness type advice. So men seem to be very interested in that. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Car.
Fitness advice.
Well, that's part of it.
All right, if you say so.
On the Mark, sponsor by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is wide open. Call us, 1-800-795-9565. We're right in the middle of our poll of presidents since World War II. Who's the best and the worst president? A Quinnipiac University poll says President Obama was the worst president and the best president during that time frame.
Excuse me while I stand up.
Mr. Ronald Reagan. Okay. Yeah, history's been remarkably kind to Ronald Reagan. That's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. But the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open for you to voice your opinion on this poll and why. 1-800-795-9565. And the Hometown Pharmacy would just love to super serve you. That's what you get at a Hometown Pharmacy that you won't get at a big box store. You get personalized service on a first-name basis. You get to talk to owner Steve Mertz at the Norrie Pharmacy, Terry Trudd out at the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Brad Gill out at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, Tyler Trutt at Trutt's Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, Jennifer's the head pharmacist at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and they would just love to super serve you. Now, what they do is they get to know you, your family, make sure you're aware of drug interactions, that you know that they know what your goals are in terms of taking a particular medicine, that you don't overdo it, that it doesn't interact, and that you have know precisely where to take that drug when you're done with it. They got drug take back services, delivery service, you name it. And they just would love for you to be their customer. Those are the Hometown Pharmacies. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Lewisburg Pharmacy. Pharmacy. You can email us throughout our show. Let us know who the best president is and the worst president since World War II at onthemark@wkok.com. You can also do as no one has done so far today, and that's text us at 70236. Some brief news headlines. A protest was held this morning at the Midwest High School. The students expressed concerns about bullying in the school. Their response comes after two student suicides at Midwest in the past 2 weeks. The school board president tells us the protest happened around 8 o'clock in the main staircase of the high school. The principal and superintendent dealt with those students. Students are permitted to do walk-up type situations, and all that took place in a controlled fashion at Midwest. Some local residents say small community school pride is why they want to keep the Montandon Elementary School open.
I have been at Montandon Elementary when school lets out. It's the most wonderful thing to see the principal out there giving those kids a high five as they get on the bus. And those kids are so proud. I don't think you're going to find that at Bacher.
Pamela Harpster, a school grandparent who was one of 15 people who spoke to the board at the hearing last night held at White Deer Elementary, said that they should keep the school open, but the school board says declining enrollment, staff reductions and staff limitations, and mounting building repairs are too much to keep that school open. Some other headlines briefly. A dean at a New Jersey university resigned, saying the school's decision not to consider bringing Chick-fil-A to the campus because of its opposition to the LGBT community made her feel like she had been punched in the stomach. Cynthia Newman, former dean of Rider University's College of Business Administration, says her views as a very committed Christian and the fast food chain's views mirror one another. But Chick-fil-A was excluded from a list of possible on-campus restaurants when students were polled last year. The university says Chick-fil-A is out of compliance with the school's interest of fostering respect and belonging for all members of the campus community. And of course, Chick-fil-A hates gays. And
oh, come on. They don't hate anybody. They just don't support gay marriage.
Right. They've spent millions of dollars to make life more difficult.
Isn't that their right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. There's, hate is perfectly legal in the
U.S.
Not,
so, in other words, if I disagree with you, I hate you.
No, I think they hate gays, though, corporately speaking, of course.
Oh, my, my, Lawrence.
Are you okay, buddy?
No, I'm worried about you.
Am I being stupid again?
You are beyond that.
Whatever's worse than stupid. All right. And finally, from Montreal, three major Montreal radio stations have stopped playing Michael Jackson songs as a result of child molestation.
Racists, aren't they? Aren't they racists?
No, I think they're concerned about sending the wrong message to kids. Anyway, they've stopped playing Michael Jackson songs as a result of the child molestation allegations against the late musician that aired Sunday in an HBO documentary. Spokeswoman for the owner of the French language Congeco stations and said that Jackson's music was pulled starting Monday morning. The company says the actions in response to listener reactions to the documentary. Right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Joe has a great Quinnipiac University poll that
has... not my poll, and I'm not making up the results. I'm just reading what the results are.
Well, and it has phony results. It says President Barack Obama, according to those polled, was the worst president since World War II, which is patently false, and in my opinion, and the best president was Ronald Reagan.
Who was the worst since World War II, in your opinion, then?
The worst? Well, everybody dislikes Jimmy Carter. I didn't dislike him as much as everybody else did, but lots of people did, so maybe he was the worst. Or George H.W. Bush, I guess, I would probably lean towards.
In Jimmy Carter's case, I think he was a very decent, warm, kind human being, but I think he was in way over his head as president.
Okay. 1-800-795-9565, sort of like President Trump. Lance, you are on the mark.
Hey there, guys. Why, you're really just a bunch of male chauvinist pigs. You know that?
Why? Because we read that text on the air?
Well, no, you're talking about those young ladies that were there at your station.
Oh, right, but we allowed people to contact Sunrise and give us their opinion of the advice, of the soundness of the advice that they received. We received a lot of messages that it was sound advice. Of course, one person said, plus they're cute as a button, so we read that on the air. So, but we should not say that? That bothers you?
Well, it doesn't bother me at all. All I'm saying is that there are people that would say that.
Gotcha.
I
mean, all right.
To me, the female form is God's crowning achievement. After all, you know, he practiced on everything else, and that's the last thing he created, right?
Okay.
All right.
Third
well,
time's a charm.
Out of man's rib.
Well, anyway, if you really look at the bare facts about Reagan, what you find is during his administration, the amount of money going into the Treasury doubled, and the Democratic House spent it. And I mean, spent it more and more and more, but it doubled. Real income during his administration, adjusted for inflation, went up just a little over 9% in those years. And you can easily look that up. So those that say that those tax cuts didn't work, well, how did they double the amount of money coming into the Treasury then?
Good point.
I mean, really.
Well, and people who don't like Ronald Reagan just choose to ignore the good points. I mean, he was able to work across the aisle. He had a Democratic House and Senate. He was able to get things done.
And then carried, what, 45 out of 50 states in his reelection?
Yeah, he was well-loved. He was as popular when he left office as he was when he came in, maybe even more popular.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody called him the affable dunce, I believe.
Yeah.
Far, far more.
Well, his defining moment to me was Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Oh, yeah. I have that speech on tape.
What's the defining moment of President Barack Obama's administration?
His apology tour.
Okay, which doesn't exist, but anyway. Go
I
ahead,
don't know.
Lance.
Did you ever listen to some of the things he said overseas?
In full context, I've heard that, yes. But the Fox News version of calling it an apology tour, that's not a correct characterization.
Well, you have to stretch it to say it wasn't. But anyway, I think my biggest disappointment in presidents was probably the Bushes. I mean, you talk about all cat, no cattle. I mean, they talked a good game, but when it finally came there, they were just absolutely milquetoast.
Right, and they were overwhelmed with the job. No argument there. Okay, thank you so much, Lance. Appreciate the call. Next up, Chris.
You know, if Lance thinks Russia is such a horrible thing and was wrong and Romney was so right, I guess he must really hate Trump, who's turning our whole government over to the Russians and thinks they're great guys and Putin always tells them the truth. But what I called about was this phony poll that Joe's talking about.
So do you think the Quinnipiac people are phonies, huh?
No, I think you are.
Why?
Well, because I have the poll in front of me, and this says it was done March 7th, and it was 1,122 voters nationwide with a margin of error of 3.5 points, which is different than what you said. And the worst president was Donald Trump, 41%.
Well, they were talking about people, and the story I have, they were talking about presidents who had completed their terms.
Ah, see, that way you don't count the 41% who voted for Trump. Oh, very clever.
But
I think you have a right-wing interpretation of the Quinnipiac poll and not their poll, Joe.
All right, well,
that's why I said it's a sham.
Well, it's no stretch to stipulate that President Trump's the worst president we've ever had in the history of the whole country.
Well, that's not true
either. He's dropped below Nixon. I don't know if he's dropped below all time yet, but very likely.
All right, so that's easy to stipulate. Who would you say was the worst?
I don't know why you don't want to call Nixon the worst president.
Well, 13% of the people did.
13%. Why don't you use the whole poll, Joe?
Well, because I got this story.
Yeah, because you picked it because, and in the also in the whole poll, who was the second best within the margin error of being the best?
I don't know.
I don't think Obama,
24% to Reagan's 28% with a margin of error of plus. Minus 0.35% on each of them.
Well, according to my story, only 8% of the people in surveyed considered him the best president since World War II, and 33% the worst.
Check your facts there.
Well, maybe you should check yours.
The USA News.
Hey, this
USA News.
This story was from Time Magazine. Time Magazine. You want to argue with them?
It has 1,200
No, 1,446. You may be talking about a different survey. And the margin for error?
This is March 7th.
Well, this was June 24th.
March 7th.
This was the one that was done June 24th to 30th.
Oh, well, so you're out of date already then.
It was just released.
It was done in June and just released?
Yes.
Joe.
This is from Time Magazine.
You know, that doesn't add up, don't you?
Look at Time Magazine. If you want to argue with them, I'm just telling you, I'm just reporting.
Well, look at the USA Today report for the March 7th one, okay?
Well, USA Today's in the bag for
Quinnipiac
Obama.
Poll.
Okay.
Well, then, those things are all skewed in all different ways for everything.
All right, we got you.
So
Chris.
Then you don't think President Reagan was the best president since World War II? You disagree with that?
Certainly.
You disagree with the 45% of Americans who think the U.S. would be better off if Mitt Romney had been elected president?
I don't believe that at all.
Okay, well that doesn't surprise me, Chris.
You don't agree with it.
Well, take a look at the March 7th polls. Yours is out of date by 8 months already, right?
Well, then tell Time Magazine, they're the ones who published it.
How can you have a March 7th poll?
Yeah, March 7th isn't even here yet.
All right, thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate the call. Maiko, next up, we're talking about the best and the worst president since World War II, minus, of course, President Trump, which obviously everybody would agree on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like to take exception to all this Ronald Reagan worship going on, if I might. I was the vice president of my union local and the legislative representative for my union local when I was working for 20 years while Ronald Reagan was president of the United States. He was the worst president for the labor movement ever. He was considered a hired gun for the corporations to get rid of, try to get rid of labor unions in the United States. His first act as president of the United States was to fire the air traffic controllers, who I know all they wanted was a 24-hour period at the time to discuss how antiquated and dangerous the air traffic control system was at the time, and his response to that was to fire them. You recall any of that?
Yeah,
well, they were striking
that.
Illegally.
They were striking illegally. That's why he fired them.
Yeah, right. Every strike to a Republican is illegal.
Well, that one was.
All you had to do is listen to them for a 24-hour period. They weren't looking for no projected strike. Does anybody recall that His Highness Ronald Reagan had 250 Marines blown up at the airport in Lebanon because of poor placement of the troops there in Beirut, Lebanon? Does anybody recall that?
So he personally sent them there, huh?
Well, but that's still during
his... He's the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, isn't he?
Come on.
That doesn't make him responsible for every single action of the armed forces.
If Hillary's responsible for Benghazi, then he's responsible for that.
All right, how about the Iran-Contra affair, the arms for hostages?
Well, then that makes Barack Obama...
That was a high point in his illustrious reign, too, I suppose.
Well, using your logic, then, Barack Obama's guilty for Benghazi.
Well, yeah, every president, the buck stops at the... No, I don't think that Benghazi was a... That wasn't a military action, was it? He was a diplomat.
That was our embassy. I mean, he put our embassy people there.
Well, yeah, I know, but he...
Didn't send enough support.
I don't have any love lost for Obama or any other politician exactly very much. Especially Ronald Reagan, who was my arch enemy the whole time I was trying to work and make a living. How come people don't know these things? Did you know that him and his wife talked to Gene Dixon before they made any decisions? You know who Gene Dixon was?
The psychic.
Sure, she was a psychic. She saw the future.
No, she wasn't a psychic. She did horoscopes.
Okay. Well, what's the
difference? That was one of their main consultants when they made decisions in the White House. I guess nobody noticed that or took exception to somebody like that making decisions for the country. In my estimation, in my experience, he was by far, maybe might have been the worst president.
And who was the best president in your view?
Well, I like George Washington because he had enough sense that
post
to know that he wasn't a king
until
he got out of there after a term or two, whatever he did.
All right, and then
Abraham Lincoln was president during a really terrible and difficult time during the history of the United States.
All right, we got you.
Not be these modern guys. I don't know.
All right, thank you so much. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
Well, here's what's interesting. The poll that Chris is referring to, March 7th of 2018. An older poll than the one I was quoting, which was released in June of 2018.
Well, he's still right, though.
Well, in that poll, and the one from March 7th, they do list President Trump as the worst of the presidents. 41% named him as the worst of the 13 presidents who've held office since then, followed by Barack Obama, who received 21% of the votes. Now it's up to, what was his latest number? 33% found him to be the worst president since then. The other breakdown, Richard Nixon, 10%, Jimmy Carter, 8%, George Bush, 6%, Bill Clinton, 4%, Lyndon Johnson, 2%, Ronald Reagan, 2%, and Gerald Ford, 1%, of the worst presidents.
All right.
And that's a year-old poll. That's from March of last year.
1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Who was the worst president and why? Who was the best president since World War II and why? Quinnipiac says the worst was President Obama, minus, of course, President Trump. And the best was Ronald Reagan, minus, of course, President Obama, who would be my personal favorite.
Hometown Pharmacies, every season, every day.
Hi, this is Brad from Lewisburg Pharmacy, and I'm proud to be part of the Hometown Pharmacy family. Everyone's busy nowadays, and sometimes you just run out of time to get the things done. Things like calling the doctor's office to get refills for your prescriptions, and even picking up your prescriptions once they're filled. No worries. Lewisburg Pharmacy's here to help. No matter where you have your prescriptions filled now, Lewisburg Pharmacy can transfer your prescriptions for you. You won't have to lift a finger. We'll fill your prescriptions and even deliver them to you. What makes Lewisburg Pharmacy and all the Hometown Pharmacies great? It's the personalized service we give each and every customer every day.
Now that's the way it should be. The hometown feel we all want, but seems hard to find. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, do so much more than the big box stores. Every season, every day.
Hometown pharmacies in Mifflinburg, Northumberland, Bloomsburg, Mount Pleasant Mills, and the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg, making a local difference every season, every day.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark, 1-800-795-9565. Pick one of your emails, please.
All right. Please, these crackpot surveys mean nothing. I can't believe people are calling in trashing President Obama, given what we are dealing with today, a totally corrupt, ignorant, and incompetent embarrassment known as Trump. Please give me back Obama's anytime. Restore the integrity, honesty, and respect, not to mention the fact that he was a total family man, true to his wife. I'll take those days back anytime.
He did have fewer affairs than previous presidents. We will give him that. Let's see. Dale, you are next up. Everybody gets 2 minutes. You're on the mark.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ronald Reagan, I mean, it depends on what side of the coin you're on with Ronald Reagan. He could be the worst president or he could be the best president. Well, what Ronald Reagan did was he signed over our last branches of government to the United States Bar Association. 2 years later, Social Security became a crisis. Well, today, the Bar Association owns the power of the pen, the purse, the camera, our IRAs, and the topic. And the whole thing is, you have free speech. Go talk to yourself in the corner. Well, it's going to be irrelevant. So here's the whole thing now is everybody's getting flooded with all this disinformation, and Donald Trump volunteered to the Bar Association. Yeah, you can blame everything on me why they reap all the rewards. So just let people know. You're going to get 20 candidates for this next presidency, and 20 of them are going to be affiliate with the Bar Association. So you just keep listening to the information you're getting, because I'll never buy none of it. I think I had common sense 20 years ago when I read the occupation of what they're all about. So I ain't got nobody got something personally, but I tell you, pretty soon when they bring out technology is not keeping up with the law, while the laws are not keeping up with technology, the same people invested in the marijuana are waiting to bring 5G out. So this way they bring prostitution out, because pretty soon you're going to be so occupied with 5G speed internet that they're going to be selling your grandchildren, making a profit off of prostitution. They're going to be owning the rights to it too. So I just want to let you guys know.
They don't own the rights to prostitution. Well, that's
the granddaughters. They're going to own the rights to the granddaughters. While you're playing on 5G, that's what they're saying.
they're calculated, the Bar Association. They're waiting to bring 5G out, and everybody just keeps...
The Bar Association is waiting to bring 5G out?
Yep.
Yeah, to bring out prostitution. They said
work with
waiting.
Us here. All right, thank you so much. Appreciate
the
call.
Bar Association, I don't think, has anything to do with 5G.
Oh, no, they do. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, you know, they blame Ronald Reagan was blamed for breaking the unions, but I say a Democrat did a lot more, namely President Clinton, when he passed NAFTA, the labor unions, that was really hard on the labor unions. So I say give him credit for breaking the unions more than Ronald Reagan. But I agree pretty much with the poll. But of course, my up to this day, March 6th, by far the best president ever was President Trump. He's like I said yesterday, he's Ronald Reagan on steroids. He's getting the job done. So that
all right, we got you.
He's by far the best. In my book, ever.
And the worst?
The worst to me is either, not that I didn't love the man, I loved Jimmy Carter, or else, as the poll said, President Obama. They're close and tied, but my one great uncle loved Jimmy Carter because his CD rates were about 16%.
Mine were 19%. I had a better one. That's one of the few things I miss about Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, how about that?
Right, that's all Joe cares about is money.
Certificate of deposit, getting that kind of money. But anyway, that was the only one thing that my great uncle liked about President Carter. So.
The bad part of that was the rest of the economy was going nowhere. Nobody could build anything. Nobody could buy anything. Nobody could get any credit.
But one thing with he had everything paid for, so he was reaping the benefits.
All right, we got you.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Take care.
Yep, thanks so much. Bob, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in. We're talking about best
and
worst presidents.
Gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well,
since World War II.
I'm going to go a little old school on you. In my lifetime, in my opinion, the best president was Eisenhower. And I say that because what I liked about him is he abhorred war, but when pushed into a corner, he knew how to fight.
No.
And he did it well, and he looked not only to win, but to prevent or to keep minimal human casualties as much as possible. The worst president, Nixon. He's the only president that we have proof that I'm aware of that committed treason, which cost potentially the lives of over 15,000 people in Vietnam.
How do you see that as treasonous? I'm curious.
I'm sorry. When there were tape recordings when Johnson had the Vietnamese palace and the embassy in Washington wiretapped, potentially illegally, Nixon and several of his aides are on phone calls convincing South Vietnamese government to walk away from the Paris peace talks, which extended potentially, I say potentially, extended the war. Those tapes were never made public till after Nixon and LBJ died, because as what I understand, LBJ was never sure his wiretaps were even legal.
Yeah, I vaguely recall that now that you mention it. Didn't it have it had something to do with the election, didn't it? He wanted
it
slowed down.
It was before the 68 election.
Yeah.
And that he felt if they walked away from the table, Nixon promised them a better deal, and it pretty much ensured from them walking away his victory in what in 68 was a close election, 72 was not.
Right.
And if you watch Ken Burns' documentary on Vietnam, some of the tapes were actually played on there.
Yeah,
and LBJ could not release it because he wasn't sure what he had done was even legal.
Probably wasn't.
No. As much as I loathe Trump, and you know that, I can't put him as the worst because when you commit treason and it's recorded, that makes you the worst. I'm not a fan of
as I refer to him, President Cheney for 6 years either. And I say that, Joe, have you ever read H.W.'s memoirs?
No, I haven't.
I highly recommend it. He takes his son to task, and he rips Cheney to shreds for the Second War. He, to the best of my knowledge, he was the only, a year ago, living president without a book. And that was the reason, because he would have had to rip his own son. And he accused Cheney of playing his son. And I truly believe Cheney did. And I blame Bush for letting it happen.
Well, if you see the movie Vice, you'll come away reinforced with that opinion.
Yes, absolutely. I absolutely agree. But I felt this way long before Vice came out, after I read parts of H.W.'s memoirs, who actually liked H.W. Now, let me ask you, Joe, a question about Reagan, if I might, because I have very mixed feelings on him.
Okay.
I thought he was a good president, but there's two things I struggle with. Number one, the Iran-Contra scandal. But number two, his trickle-down economics, I believe, short-term were wonderful, but I think the long-term effect potentially cost H.W. and the economy to go in the toilet years later. May I ask your view on that?
It's possible. I mean, trickle-down economics in its purest form, in theory, should work. But,
exactly.
You know, they also pass other laws and other measures in between there that tend to change the effects of it. So we've never had pure trickle-down economics unaltered by legislation one way or another. So I don't
know. That's
a
very good point. And also we have to consider, at some level, in some cases, greed takes over.
Oh, yeah? No argument.
All right. Thank you so much, Bob.
There's plenty of that going around,
down,
Bob.
To stop.
Appreciate the call. All right. Thank you very much. 1-800-795-9565. Two lines taken. Two are open. Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565. Best and worst of the presidents since World War II. Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. We have a Quinnipiac University poll. The poll was taken last summer. It was released by Time Magazine recently. It shows the worst president ever since World War II would be President Barack Obama, and the best president since World War II would be President Reagan. And we've had a lot of other opinions with lots of information in between, and we've received this email. Go ahead, Joe.
Come on, Mark, don't be such a dunderhead. Simply look at Donald Trump's first 2 years. Tax reform, the economy, unemployment, our forthcoming wall, foreign trade. Promises made, promises kept. And I am saying this as a Ronald Reagan fan. Now, let's talk about Obama's performance. Nothing. Not a doggone thing. Oh, yes, a big bag of money for the Iranians. Good one, Barack. Good one. Time for a fifth head on Mount Rushmore. Thank you and God bless you, Mr. Trump. You are just what the doctor ordered for America. And the worst president? Carter gets pushed out by Obama, slithered right into the worst category. Case closed. Signed, David.
All right,
from Fisher's Ferry.
Well, I like President Obama much better, partly because I don't like war, and the president did stop the war in Iraq.
He slithered in.
And let's see, what did he do? What can you say about Afghanistan if you draw down troops but don't withdraw them and you make the situation worse? He drew down troops in Afghanistan, so I guess that's good. Of course, he started DACA, but Joe will lean forward to the microphone and say,
he did it illegally.
Right. It's so wrong. Okay. Oh, remember the waterboarding. He stopped the torture, too. So that was good. I mean, that raised the U.S. profile globally.
Well, except that
globally.
We got valuable intelligence out of that.
Right. That's true. Yeah, breaking the law is always the best. You should always break the law if you can get something good at it. Like, it's okay to steal from a jewelry store as long as you get some jewelry. Joe, you're on the mark. Joe from Sunbury.
Good morning. Yes, I would have to say Barack Obama was the worst president since what you're asking, World War II, because his 8 years of the presidency, and maybe Mark or some progressives will have to agree, his presidency led to the election of Donald Trump, which you hate so much. So he has to, if he was a different president, which I think he was too decisive, and he, excuse me, he split the country even further, made it, whatever you want to call it, the red and blue, that the gap became wider between the people of the United States. So I have to, only because, not only, but I have other reasons for Barack Obama, but his presidency led to the thing that you hate the most, the presidency of Donald Trump. So you would have to put Barack Obama as the worst president, if you follow my...
Sure, there's a little fool's logic there, no argument.
Right. So other than that, Barack Obama, my first thing is the his drone strikes that killed American citizens. If you want to look at the New York Times, April 23rd, 2015, New York Times, which isn't a conservative paper, killing of Americans deepens debate over U.S. drones. Killing of Americans without due process, I brought this up before, which no one hardly talks about. Barack Obama killed an American citizen, at least one, maybe three in total, Anwar al-Awlaki, even though he was not on United States soil, but he just eliminated due process. So, that, and his decisive statements like clinging to your guns and Bibles and Obamacare and the thing with Michael Brown and the Ferguson hands up, don't shoot, just added to the fact, because that brewed up a right movement, the Tea Party movement, and then that, got the right or the more conservatives in offices, and then eventually it led to the thing that you despise most. So,
all the way back around.
It's just logic. I'm telling you that if you hate Donald Trump, it's because of Barack Obama, and that's it can't go any other way, can it?
No. Okay, we got you. All right, thank you so much.
Can't
appreciate
argue with
the
that.
Call. Chris, last caller before a quickie break. Go right ahead. You're
I
on the mark.
You could blame it on the people who voted for him, too, but, you know.
Well, that is what it is, you know. I see what you're saying. I understand what he's saying. You know, the blue-red divide didn't start with President Trump. I think it was nurtured by people who despised President Barack Obama.
By the Democrats
anyway,
and Obama.
About your poll. Fake poll, Joe.
Oh, dear. He got you on this one. He called it a fake.
Yours was a year old. Yours was a year old. You quoted March 7th.
Yes, you're right about that. I assume since it said March 6th, actually, it said, and it was the first thing to come up that was this year's, but it was. It was last year's. However, yours is from July 2nd, 2014, strangely enough.
Not according to Time Magazine, it isn't.
Can you let me finish for
okay.
a change? I am going to explain myself. If you go to Snopes, you find out that this July 2nd, 2014 poll, which is why there is no mention of Trump, was repurposed by, what's his name, the Indian guy, Denisa, or D'Souza, Dinesh D'Souza. I'm not sure I ever how to pronounce his name, to update it to make it a fake poll in dated June 2018, but it was really this July 2nd, 2014 poll, which explains the 45% thinking Romney would have been better because the Republicans who voted for Romney still believe, for the most part, that Romney would have been better. And this is from Snopes, fact check. It was really 2014. It was redated by, and then picked up by various right-wing sites and became more popular through the right-wing blogosphere.
All right,
I guess Time Magazine got taken in, unless that's a column by somebody at Time Magazine who's one of their right-wing writers. I do not know whether it was, but...
Well,
that's
another
dope.
Story that you might find is, who's the worst president evaluating the Quinnipiac poll? Quinnipiac University's worst president poll got a lot of press. Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, Fox, Time, and virtually every other news organization has carried the headline, Obama is the worst president since World War II.
Yes, from 2014.
Well, then why is this story dated 2018?
Because the right-wing people like
the right-wing did it.
Repurposed it
through 2018.
And you think Quinnipiac would have stood for that? They'd have put out some kind of a release on their own.
Well,
they protect their polls very carefully.
You can argue with Snopes if you want, but they're usually pretty accurate,
yeah,
especially in their facts, not always in their opinions about what's true and false, but about their facts of what's true and false. And they give this history about this poll in particular. And
left-leaning.
It has all the percentages exactly like you're reading now. And it's from July 2nd, 2014. They date the USA Today, July 2nd, 2014 poll. Obama's worst president since World War II.
And either one of them, that's the case. Even in the one you read, he's the worst president since World War II.
All right, we got to go. Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
The poll you're reading as 2018 was done in 2014, Joe.
But the one that you read still
understand?
Says the one that you read still says Obama's the worst president since World War II.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it
says
does.
Trump is 41%.
Stop.
Among people who have finished
Stop
their
it.
Terms.
Both of you. Now knock it off. Both of you sit in the back
you
seat and be quiet.
You know it's true, Joe, because you know Snopes is accurate.
Nope.
Don't you?
No, no,
don't
I think they're left-wing. They're left-leaning.
You know, yeah, but you know they're accurate in their facts, don't you?
No, I don't know any such thing.
They're factual.
Check it out. It has the whole thing, the dates from the original poll, the percentages you're reading, and everything else.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We've got another caller coming in. We've got five emails pending,
these things
all related to this. So we'll take a quick break. We're going to read emails and take calls. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
one 800 795 9565 is our telephone number. Go right ahead. Joe, read some emails, please.
All right. One of our emailers says, it's just completely outrageous how much time you give Chris from Milton when all he does is whine about how much he is interrupted and then does not allow Joe or Ben to get a word in edgewise. I've known Chris personally for 40 years, and he does not act this way in person, but only on your show. Another one says, good morning. The best president of the United States ever had was Bill Clinton. The country had no national debt. Now, that's not true.
But he did balance
the
budget
emergency.
One
year. He balanced the budget, but we still had plenty of national debt. The worst is yet to leave office. Make America greater next election. Vote Democratic. And then a writer says, this show should change its name to Off the Mark. And I also think Mark should be working at MSNBC. Signed, R.J. Scheip from Penns Creek.
Joe, you got a follow-up remark?
Yeah, I didn't get to Jimmy Carter's the Community Reinvestment Act of 1977, which directly led to the collapse of the housing market in 2008. And Chris's remark right before me when he said, you could blame the voters, I think he said, that doesn't make any logical sense because you can't blame them when Barack Obama created the environment to force them to vote for Donald Trump. You can't blame the voters. You have to blame Barack Obama. So anyhow, this is kind of just playing along with all of it. I said this before this, is that you can, every president now has the right to blame the one previous. George Washington can blame the king. The king can blame guys. That's the way I think it's just kind of a fun thing. It was, but some of the serious things about Obama that, you know, that I had mentioned are in the Reinvestment Act. I mean, but Carter can blame the administrations before him for that, because he, you know, wanted to invest in poor communities. Thank you, men.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Well, you know, it's true that the election was a repudiation of Barack Obama's policies. You could look at it that way. But someone, an article I read and correctly pointed out that both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were the two least popular candidates for president in recent memory. And when it came down to it in the end, people believed that Donald Trump was the lesser of two evils.
All right. Very quickly, one more email, and then I have to tell you about the Sunbury Motor Company.
Given the area we live in, likely 75% to 80% Republican and then mostly conservative, any poll that you conduct as to politics will be highly slanted to the R's. My point, the best or worst means little in the grand scheme of things. It's a big country out there outside of this valley. Well, Dick, this poll was across the country. It wasn't just in this valley. So,
all right.
If that makes you feel any better.
Sunbury Motor Company invites you to do precisely what I have done. Go to the Quick Lane on North Forest Street in Sunbury. Get yourself aligned. That's the first thing. They have an alignment shop, and they'll fix you right up. And they specialize in
you
all.
You need it. Oh, you need that. You need an alignment, brother.
Do I? Okay. Well, I already got pumped up with nitrogen this year, and the tires still have the precise amount
you're full of gas, all right.
Pressure that they had when the whole season started. And they've also taken care of other things. They got my inspection done. I have been inspected. They gave me a wash. I have been washed it. I needed some body work. They did the body work. You name it, they can take care of it. And then when I'm ready for a new vehicle, they're ready with that, too, whether it's a brand-new Ford, Kia, Lincoln, or Hyundai, or you want to check out the hundreds of pre-owned vehicles that are in perfect condition. That's what they sell at the Sunbury Motor Company. It's
so
the Hyundai Motor Company.
They bathed you at the Sunbury Motor Company? I doubt that.
Gave me some body work, got me aligned, and pumped me up with nitrogen. They did all of those things. All right, more emails. Joe, please.
Okay. Truman was the best because he brought World War II to a swift and tidy end. LBJ was the worst because the New Deal and the War on Poverty were the introduction to Marxism and renewed racism as he ostentatiously pandered for votes.
Okay, and then
well, I mean, I assumed Harry Truman wasn't included in that because he was president during the last days of World War II. But if you throw him into the mix, he gets my vote for being the best president since World War II.
Best president, hands down.
Yeah, in my opinion.
And Warren G. Harding is the worst president of all time?
No. I think you could find people
even worse than him.
Let me think about that.
Okay.
Dave, he was personally an honest guy, but he had a terrible administration. The people he had in it were just terrible. Let's see. Dave on the Hill says, worst Obama because of his negative attitude. America's best days are past, and we should get used to dismal unemployment and growth.
Oh, he never said that.
Well, it's in quotes.
I don't think so.
The best was who we all voted for in our second grade class. Ike.
Okay. They allowed, seven-year-olds to vote?
No, we used to have mock elections in elementary school when I was growing up.
Voted for Ike.
Yeah, you know.
Well, who did you vote for? You voted for Warren G. Harding.
I did not vote for Warren G. Harding. I'm not that old, for heaven's sake.
All right, and then from Snopes, we have a couple seconds.
Former U.S. President Barack Obama was ranked the worst president since World War II in a recent poll. Barack Obama was ranked the worst president since World War II in a poll released back in July of 2014. A similar poll conducted by the same organization in March 2018 ranked Donald Trump as the worst president since World War II, with Obama close behind in second place.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good to know. Thank you, everybody, for participating. This was just a little add-on. We had no idea who was going to occupy the whole show, so lucky us. This is WDKOK Sunbury, 10 o'clock.